We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Floyd, Peter Jones and Tommy Trinder in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists if they can speak for just a minute on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And of course, according to how well they do that, they will gain the points as they try to bend the rules and I try to interpret them. And we'll begin the show with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject is being scared. Would you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
This means a situation which is really outside of your control, and naturally you're full of fear. I was given a machine gun and a rifle by the army, and I had to fire these terrible weapons, and I was full of the most terrible panic, even as I took these weapons into my hands.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of weapons.
No, I said weapon before, and weapons... plural. Plural, you see.
I think you said plural both times, actually, Kenneth. I think you said weapons.
Well, I mean, I certainly memory wouldn't argue with can't you. Remember I mean, after all, you are the chairman. I wouldn't dream of arguing.
I think Clement Freud has a correct challenge, so he gets a point for that. He takes over the subject of being scared, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
Being scared is something that happens to other people, which I haven't myself come across, but I believe you turn into spots or with goose pimples or red, green, white, yellow, even blue. It's an extraordinary phenomenon, beloved by writers.
Kenneth Williams has just...
hesitation, I thought.
I think
well,
so,
Well, I stopped. I thought somebody would buzz.
He was getting very scared, actually, for the first time in his life. There are 20 seconds left, Kenneth. You have the subject back with a point for a correct challenge, and you start now.
I jumped once off a great height. I mean, well, it was a height. I mean, it wasn't...
Peter Jones was a challenge.
Reputation of height.
Yes, you've gone on that height twice, I'm afraid.
And you can't actually jump off.
No, I knew
height.
That. I was going to put it right, you great nick. I was going to put it right. The chance.
Oh, the affection's coming out early this week. There are 16 seconds left, Peter Jones, and you have the subject of being scared starting now.
Well, being scared is one of the most delightful experiences of childhood when it's in a controlled situation, in a darkened cinema, when you're holding on to an orange or a box of chocolates, and these figures on the screen are making these terrifying...
Well, when Ian Messiter blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was on this occasion Peter Jones, and at the end of the round, he has a lead of one over Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. And Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject, passports. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
A passport is a piece of international identification which is called for at points of entry into countries and is...
Peter Jones is charged.
You know, it's not going to be my day today. I have a sort of...
No, you'll probably find your way into it. You sometimes are a slow starter,
yes,
Clement. But a fantastic finish. Peter Jones, you have the subject of passports, and there are 49 seconds starting now.
Well, I'm rather disappointed that they don't seem any longer to check them very carefully. They don't stamp the dates of entry so that you have no record of where you've been if you're drunk or incapable or anything of that kind. There's no means of knowing where you last went. In one cut, I didn't want to talk about passports at all. But here I am.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid that was right. He not only more than hesitation, he completely dried up. Clement, you have the subject back, which you didn't want, of passports, and there are 27 seconds left, starting now.
On a British passport, which is blue, there is on the inside left hand...
Tommy Trinder, challenge.
It's mentioned passport. I might as well get in. I've just learnt the rules.
Yes. It is difficult, isn't it, Tommy? Yeah.
Yes. But a passport, if you are a British subject coming into the country...
Yes.
...you don't need a passport, providing you have a form of identification. But he wouldn't know that because he's carried in and carried out.
Well, Tommy, as you're entirely fresh to the game, this is your first time, can you now tell me what your challenge was?
No, I just felt I'd been here long enough without talking. And seeing as I get the same money as the others, I might as well join in.
Well, I think that's the very right attitude, and that's how they feel as well sometimes.
Yeah.
It was the wrong challenge, and Clement Freud keeps the subject, and there are 25 seconds left on passports, starting now.
On the inside page, there's a message from the Foreign Secretary which asks people to admit you into a country without let or hindrance. I've never actually discovered what either one of these things is or are, because...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, hesitation.
Yes, he did. He's very hesitant about his passport. So there are 8 seconds left. Kenneth, you have another point, and the subject is passports, and you start now.
Let is the old King James word to stop.
Peter Jones, challenge?
He's not supposed to be defining the words on the passport. He's supposed to be talking about the passport itself.
Well, I give him a chance, and he went for 2 seconds.
He had a chance, and he's failed.
I don't think he did, Phil. I think he was leading to...
Well, he's talking about let and hindrance because Clement Freud is so ignorant that he doesn't know the meaning of these words.
Let and hindrance appears on the passport, so...
You don't get on very well between yourselves, do you?
You don't know the half of it yet, Tommy. You wait till the
game don't know any of it.
Kenneth, you have the subject still. There are 5 seconds left. Passport starting now.
The immigration officer said to me, have you anything? We should know. And I said...
So, Kenneth Williams speaking as a whistle went, gained that extra point, and with other points in the round, he is now in the lead, one ahead of Clement Freud and Peter Jones, and Tommy Trinder, who has contributed quite a lot, has yet to score.
I've got a football team with the same habit.
They did contribute a lot.
It doesn't matter. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is a good fiddle. Will you talk on that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, I'm a tremendous fan of Radio 3, and there's nothing I enjoy more than hearing a maestro like Yehudi Menuhin or Perlman or Isaac Stern dragging the horse's tail over the cat's guts of a good fiddle and playing some delightful air, for instance...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I think so, Kenneth. Another point to you, increasing your lead. 37 seconds left. A good fiddle starting now.
Many a good tune is played on an old fiddle. I expect you've all heard that. Indeed, it's listed in the Brewer's famous book of phrases. And I once had occasion to meet a fiddler who had a very old instrument. It was so old, he said he had
Clement Freud.
Keeping him held together. What's happening?
Your friend beside you challenged.
Yes. What's he challenging about?
I tried to keep it a family show, but you did... you did repeat old.
He did repeat old, I'm afraid. There are 17 seconds left, Clement. A good fiddle. Starting now.
Stradivarius is... possibly the manufacturer of the greatest fiddle, but as the subject is simply a good fiddle, I heard the other day of a woman who produced violins in 100 hours and actually taught young people in Ipswich to do...
Clement Freud, on that occasion, was speaking as the whistle went, and he's gained extra points. He's now in the lead with Kenneth Williams at the end of the round. And, Tommy Trinder, your turn to begin.
I thought I'd been forgotten for a minute. What is the subject, sir?
We could never forget you, Tommy. Don't worry.
That's all right.
The subject, very apt for you, music hall.
Now. Right. A music hall, an old British institution, was the back room of a public house originally. I could go on for a minute just giving you music hall artist names. I could start alphabetically by Arthur Askey, Billy Bennett, Charlie Chester, carry on like that, but I won't. I'd like to tell you that nowadays the places we're talking about have gone. They've all become bingo halls. They play bingo everywhere. Where I live, there's a Catholic church hall.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Oh. Well, he did repeat bingo, and he did say several times earlier, which I ignored.
It's a carve-up.
Yes.
Really. Yes. That's the way they play, but it was true. You did repeat bingo. I'm sorry, Tommy. But you weren't going for 27 seconds, which is jolly good.
But I hadn't got started.
33 seconds left for music hall. Peter Jones with you, starting now.
Yes, in my youth, I had the extreme pleasure of watching Billy Merson and Wilkie Bard and people like that, and even Harry Tate at the Holborn Empire. Later, I saw Tommy Trinder, and he does seem to epitomize for me the very spirit of...
Clement Freud, child.
Deviation.
Why?
He was earlier.
Who was earlier from...
I pressed a button and he talks. What is... Well, in this game, you've got two chances. A dog's chance and no chance at all. And the dog's chance got in then.
He pressed a fraction of a second earlier. What was the challenge? And
he must have seen Tommy Trinder before seeing those other people.
Yes. Yes, that's right, yes. Everybody must have seen Tommy Trinder before everybody else in music hall, but I think it's fallen a little flat, so we...
didn't go very well.
No, we...
I start as a contestant and finish up as a memorial card.
Peter Jones, I disagree with Clement's challenge. You keep the subject, and there are 18 seconds left. Music hall starting now.
And it was at the Palladium, of course, that he was enshrined for so many years.
Tommy, you buzzed, yes?
Yes, he said enshrined. I was embalmed.
Well, according to Clement Freud, yes, but a very good challenge, Tommy.
Oh, I should jolly well think so. Now, yes, these places we're talking about.
So, the embalmed Tommy Trinder will now talk for 10 seconds on music hall, starting now.
Right. Now, there are now bingo halls, and where I live, there's a Catholic church hall every Wednesday morning bingo. The priest shouts the numbers. He shouts them in Latin, so the Protestants can't win.
Clement Freud challenged before you got your gag outside. What was it, Clement?
I challenged after the third bingo, but... perfectly happy to include the fourth.
Mr. Chairman, yes, can't repetition. You declare a guillotine?
I can, but it's very difficult to guillotine embalmed people.
Well, at least I'm nude. That's more than so for the other three on the panel.
New or nude? 3 seconds left for you, Clement, on the music hall starting now.
I was an Edgware Road Empire man myself.
No, whoa!
Yes, Tommy challenge.
Oh, I know.
Yes, but all right.
There was never an empire in the Edgware Road. It was the Metropolitan.
That's right, Tommy.
Scrub all these points now. And the manager's name was Matthews.
That's right. You got in with half a second to go on music hall, and you have a point for that. Half a second to talk on the subject of music hall, starting now.
You don't get time to breathe.
You thought you worked quickly on the music halls, but you haven't done anything until you've been in just a minute.
No, I know.
Tommy, you got a lot of rounds in that round, and you screwed one for speaking when the whistle went. And you're still in fourth place. But you are only two behind Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams, and one ahead of them is our leader, Clement Freud. Kenneth, back with you to begin the subject, Amy Semple McPherson. Would you tell us something about her in just a minute, starting now?
Beautifully lit, and with these long, flowing draperies, she would appear angelically for her preaching, but then extraordinarily disappear. And she always had this iteration, show me my estate, which consisted largely of an old colonial bungalow with a veranda, a rope from which a chair or apparatus for sitting, because it wasn't like any ordinary thing of that kind, was at her disposal, do you see?
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Oh, I think so, yes, Peter. You have the subject now of Amy Semple McPherson, and there are 28 seconds left, starting now.
Well, she founded the temple in Los Angeles, and she extraordinarily enough disappeared, just as Kenneth said, only to reappear.
Kenneth Williams.
He said disappear just as Kenneth said, therefore it's repeating, and we're not allowed to in this game.
You can't repeat the words, except the words on the card. So he didn't repeat
the... He knows the rules quite well. He's just trying to spoil my account of Amy Semple. Well, first, that's what he's doing. It's quite clear.
I don't think he's trying to spoil it. I think he's trying to get points and get the subject. But I'm afraid it wasn't a correct challenge, Kenneth. So there are 19 seconds left with you, Peter, starting now.
Rather like Agatha Christie, and then she reappeared and completed her term as the minister of this extraordinarily...
Kenneth Williams.
Extraordinary twice.
Yes, there was a...
Oh, there was, yes.
So there are 10 seconds left for Amy Semple McPherson, Kenneth, starting now.
She was always crying out, show me that stream called De River Jordan. And they showed it to her and chucked her in. And there was the most appalling scene because she said, though she wanted baptism, she didn't want that much of a baptism.
Clement challenged you. What was it, Clem?
Repetition show.
Yeah, our buttons are linked up. I'm pressed and he gets the answer.
No, actually, he said show and then showed. So it was an incorrect
challenge. Thank you very much, Nicholas. Very good chairman. Lovely person.
I just have to listen very, very hard because I never... Tommy, just to prove that your buzzer is working, will you press it? Yes.
Keep it in your hand. He drops it half the time, doesn't he?
Kenneth... calm down, because you've still got the subject. You've got an extra point, and there are 3 seconds left on Amy Semple McPherson, starting now.
They shoved her in this enormous casket when they buried her and put a phone in with her and said anyone could pick her up. I must have won that one, mustn't I? Oh, yes, it means I'm in the lead, doesn't it? Go on, say it.
Yes, you're in the lead.
I'm in the lead.
Would you like the trophy?
Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is beauty. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It has been said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but on this particular show, which has always been pretty short on beauty, I do notice that tonight there is not a single member of the female species, which... you must admit, is the best other sex there is from us.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. It's obvious to everyone that I am one of the most beautiful things that ever graced the stage. I've been referred to as a bleached and boisterous Bloomsbury blonde. I mean, this hair has been compared with spun gold. I mean...
Unfavourably.
Thank you.
I can think the only person who's ever said that was Kenneth Williams.
Precisely.
So I don't think it's a good challenge. So Clement Freud keeps the subject, and there are 43 seconds left on beauty, starting now.
I would like to state that my hair has also been compared this way. But it is perhaps important to state that I have not lost...
Kenneth Williams has
chance. Two states.
Yes, you were in quite a state there, Kenneth, Clement. And you've stated it twice, and there are 33 seconds now for Kenneth on beauty, starting now.
We associated with patrician features and elegant noses, often retrousse, and the incarnation, so to speak, of Renaissance man as...
Tommy Trinder has challenged.
I challenge him for speaking in Latin. We all want to understand.
It's a very good challenge, Tommy, but actually the words have now been adopted into the English language, so I don't think he was deviating from the subject of beauty.
They were never very strong in the Latin language, either.
Yeah, well, he wasn't deviating from the subject of beauty, Tommy, so 19 seconds left, Kenneth, starting now.
We have the example of Praxiteles or the Mona Lisa hanging in the Louvre. People go and say, oh, isn't she lovely, though? Look at that smile. It's almost indefinable, isn't it, the way she's smiling, and those eyes...
Peter Jones, a child.
No, I thought he was saying smile again.
No, he said
you
smile.
You thought, did you? Yeah, well, I thought wrong. Didn't you? What a nerve.
Kenneth. Kenneth, an incorrect challenge, because it was smile and smiling for you, and 4 seconds left, beauty, starting now.
One thinks of the charioteer at Delphi, this young face...
Well, Kenneth got a lot of points.
Thank goodness for that.
Including one for speaking when the whistle went. And you might be surprised to hear that he has more than double the number of points of Clement Freud and Peter Jones, who are equal in second place.
Oh, what a turn up for the book. Well, I always lose. I mean, it's known.
My friends will never believe me when I tell them I was in the Kenneth Williams show.
Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is my pleasure, and there are 60 seconds starting now.
My pleasure is to sit in the huge library of my country estate and look across the lawns, which were beautifully landscaped by Capability Brown, and over
Tommy Trinder challenge.
That is no way to describe the Wandsworth Road.
Tommy, we will give you a point for effrontery and a brilliant challenge, but he wasn't incorrect in what he was saying, because he wasn't deviating from the subject. So he keeps the subject, and there are 47 seconds left, but you have a point. The subject is my pleasure, Peter, starting now.
And then at about 11:30, the butler will come in, and I shall say, Jarvis, I want to order lunch for Miss Raquel Welsh and myself, and he'll then suggest a few items that we might enjoy, like grouse that...
Kenneth Williams has jumped.
I thought it was an came in there.
No, I don't think so. He was just speaking to Jarvis.
Oh, I misheard it, did I? Oh, I see. Thank you very much, Nicholas. I didn't realise.
No, he just wasn't hesitating enough for it to be scored against him in this game.
But he was hesitating, but not enough.
You'd have hesitated.
Interesting.
Because you do have to take breath, and not everybody... If you ran all your words...
I don't see why you should have to take any breath.
Thought of this game, you?
No, Ian Messenger
sitting beside me. Well, you're making the rules up, either.
There are 30 seconds left.
My friends will never believe me when I say I was in the Tommy Trinder show.
Everybody is entitled to a social uplift.
Right. Let's now make it the Peter Jones show, and he will give us that uplift that he's already doing with his subject of my pleasure starting now.
So I inquire if the champagne is on ice, and he says yes. So I say, mix it with a little freshly squeezed orange juice, and let's have a glass of that to start with. And then my son, who's been playing polo in the adjoining field, strides in and sees what I'm about to...
Bremen Freud, about to... Yes, he might well have heard after the champagne. 13 seconds for my pleasure with you, Clement, starting now.
I can think of nothing more pleasurable than sitting in a theatre near Piccadilly Circus with a handsome audience all looking at Tommy Trinder, wondering for how long he's had his hat. And...
Clement Freud speaking as the whistle when gained that extra point. He's still in second place, equal with Peter Jones, behind Kenneth Williams. And for those who, I said, who haven't got visual radio yet, I must explain, if it's not already clear, that Tommy Trinder does wear his hat on radio.
Tommy, I wear it in bed.
Yes, that's quite normal, but to wear it on radio... Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is pudding, starting now.
Most people don't realise that the great puddings of the North Country are, in fact, leaving the makers coloured red. And a man whose job it is to sell them told me, when I was in that part of the world, that they had to be given a special gloss. I'm a pudding polisher, he told me. And he said that only when this kind of finish was given to the article would people buy it at
Peter
all.
Jones has challenged.
He said finish twice.
Finish, yes, finish, I'm afraid you
did. Well, I was referring to the Finnish people that come over here from Finland, you see.
Oh, shut up. They'll wriggle anyway to try and prove their point, won't they? There are 30 seconds for pudding with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
I think Christmas pudding is one of the nicest. Then there's Queen of Puddings.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation, there was two elves.
There was definitely an there, yes. There are 26 seconds on pudding with you, Kenneth, starting now.
The Queen's Royal Sponge is a favourite of mine, and it's done by you have the actual preservative inside. The whole steaming process goes on, so all the flavours going right through all the suet and stuff.
Clement Freud has challenged.
I mean, I've only got to see it. My mouth's watering. What?
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of going.
Yes, you were going a bit too much there. There are 13 seconds for you, Clement, on pudding. And for those who can't see, Kenneth Williams, sitting beside Clement, is trying to nobble him as he gets going on pudding.
With what 13 seconds. What do you mean for those who can't see?
Starting now.
I think perhaps my favorite pudding is bread and butter of that ilk, which you make by using bread and butter of that ilk. And I hope I get two points for repeating both bread and butter.
And another one for ilk, I suppose.
I wasn't going to use ilk, but milk is quite...
Peter, you have 1 point and 4 seconds left to talk on pudding, starting now.
It's better to use the rather nasty kind of white bread for pudding, as I've discovered.
Well, I've just been given a signal to tell me we have no more time to play Just a Minute, so I will give you the final score. Tommy Trinder, coming from nowhere, contributed greatly to the program, don't you agree? He finished in third place beside our stalwart Clement Freud, 1 point behind Peter Jones, but they were a few points behind this week's winner, none other than Kenneth Williams. Well, I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Brown.